relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. It's Friday. It is hot in the swamp. It is hot and sticky in the swamp. Whatever my engineer says. Yes, I'll get you a scarf and a woolly hat. It's called air conditioning. It's the greatest thing America gave the world apart from freedom, liberty, and everything else. My son just got back from 5 weeks on an island in Italy with no air conditioning. He is as happy as a clam. He said, oh, air conditioning! Let's get serious. Should you lose your job if you refuse to call a 6-foot-tall bearded man, madam? Sounds funny, right? Sounds like a Monty Python skit with lumberjacks wearing skirts. Yeah, it's not. It's real. I have to share with you 1, 2, 3, 4 stories that are all interlinked, which tells you why we are here. It is Friday. It is Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. First story is from in The Independent in the UK. The Independent is a bloody left-wing newspaper, okay? So I'm shocked they ran this story, but... You know, broken clocks and everything. It's by Ewan Somerville. Doctor sacked for refusing to refer to transgender woman as she. A Christian doctor was sacked after saying he could not refer to any 6-foot-tall bearded man as madam, an employment tribunal has heard. Dr. David McCarrieth told a panel that using transgender pronouns was, quote, a ritual denial of an obvious truth. The 56-year-old claims the Department for Work and Pensions discriminated against his religion by suspending him after he said he would not use gender pronouns for what he called someone's chosen sex. The unashamedly Christian doctor has taken the government to an employment tribunal after he was allegedly dismissed weeks after starting as a universal credit assessor following a dispute with a manager at a Birmingham centre in June 2018. The DWP maintains that his stance would be, quote, unwanted conduct towards those undergoing gender reassignment and could have constituted harassment under the Equality Act. But Dr. McCarrieth's lawyers, supported by the Christian Legal Center, are putting forward the case that the DWP's policy of forcing staff to use gender pronouns is a breach of equality legislation and denies the doctor freedom of thought. The former emergency department doctor of 26 years argued, just why you have to argue this is the first question, argued that maleness and femaleness are, quote, unchangeable and fundamental to who you are as people who were created in the image of God. Recalling the incident that allegedly led to his dismissal, the devout Reformed Baptist told the tribunal that an argument arose with his manager, not over rights and sensitivities, and this is the zinger, but instead, quote, my refusal to make an abstract ideological pledge to call any 6-foot-tall bearded man madam on his whim. Bingo, nailed it, Dr. McCarrith. This isn't about truth, it's about ideology. Don't know what the results of the tribunal are. We will find out as soon as there is a decision. But there's a good side to all this. Sooner or later, the revolution eats itself. This is from our friend Amanda Prestigiacomo from the Daily Wire. Here's why Planned Parenthood booted Liana Wen, Asian American, as its president. It's unbelievable. A woman whose mission in life is to literally sell abortion was apparently not radical enough for Planned Parenthood. As reported by the Daily Wire, the country's largest abortion provider abruptly kicked new president Liana Wen to the curb after just 10 months at the helm because Wen refused to say men can get pregnant. I'll read that again. She was kicked to the curb after just 10 months at the helm of Planned Parenthood because Wen refused to say men can get pregnant. These aren't jokes anymore. This is happening in America. And let me end on this. Hank Berrien, Daily Wire again. Trans athlete wins 2 gold weightlifting medals at the 2019 Pacific Games. A man who identifies as a woman won 2 gold medals at the 2018 Pacific Games in Samoa. Laurel Hubbard, 41, formerly Gavin Hubbard, won 2 gold medals and a silver in the 3 heavyweight categories for women, weighing more than 87 kilograms, finishing first in the snatch lift and combined categories and second in the clean and jerk, as reported by the Washington Times. I'm wondering, what female athletic activity should I volunteer for? I'm 260 pounds and 6'4". What do you think? I'll start off with arm wrestling. Do you think I'll get the gold? Give it a shot, hey? Insanity, the cliffs of insanity. We are falling off the cliffs of insanity. But that's okay. We're going to push back, and we will never, ever give up. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to line 3, Chris in California. Welcome to America First.
Thank you. The main question that I have is, did Mueller go into this investigation with more of a reason to get rid of records of the FBI's misconduct over many decades and the Department of Justice?
Yeah, look, that's, you're positing a theory, a hypothesis. I don't think he did because, you know, Chris, go back and watch. It's a good question, but go back and watch the video of the press conference he gave when Attorney General Barr was in Alaska and it was his last day on the job. That outrageous, that disgraceful 8-minute press conference. The man was shaking. He was stuttering. He was so nervous. Bob Mueller did not run the Bob Mueller investigation. It was Weissman. It was his deputy. It was the guy who has multiple times been told by the Supreme Court that he was out of order and that his cases had to be dismissed. So did Weissman have a mission to eradicate the traces, the evidence of the malfeasance, the corruption of the Obama administration, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, what happened at the CIA with John Brennan, with the FISA court. Again, it's another hypothesis, but at the end of the day, he's going to, this could be another own goal. This could be the torpedo that comes back to sink their own sub. They're forcing Robert Mueller to testify next week. And guess what happens at a testimony, Chris?
I don't know.
Republicans get to ask questions, too.
Oh, is that fair?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, we shall wait. We shall have to wait and see. Chris, good question. We shall wait and see. I think he was just the figurehead. He was the guy that Rod Rosenstein pushed in front to become the chief, the special prosecutor, the special counsel. But if there was a plot, a cover-up, it was happening beneath Robert Mueller. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The number here is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. We are videocasting live and audio at sebgorka.com. And as soon as we finish, within moments of the show ending, each hour is posted to iTunes. Just look for America First. And as the show progresses, we post the best video segments at YouTube. Look for my name on YouTube. And don't forget, I always forget to say this, Twitter. I love it. I'm on it a lot. Go to Seb Gorka on Twitter, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Next, Tim Harmsen, former Marine Corps of the Military Arms Channel.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
Some people won't settle for anything but the best. If that's you, you're going to love Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature soft sheets are made exclusively from the finest organic cotton on earth. It's 100% rain-fed and non-toxic. That means no harmful chemicals or pesticides are used at any point in the process. They start out soft and get softer and softer over time. They're $1,000 sheets for a couple hundred bucks. You'll find them in 5-star hotels, luxury estates, and in hundreds of thousands of bedrooms all across the country. And they're loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Plus, starting this summer, you get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Boll & Branch sheets. But you'll only need one. Shipping is always free. And right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BollandBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Yes, indeed. It's my hobby. It's my passion. So we dedicate a whole couple of segments to it every Friday. It's the Second Amendment. It's your freedom. And I'm really excited. You know, you become fans of people. You watch their creative handiwork. And then they give you a national radio show and you say, huh, maybe they'd come on my show. And that's what I did today. There's three great YouTube firearms channels that I check out every day. There is the Gun Collective. You've heard John Patton. There are the real minutiae, the historical experts at Forgotten Weapons. And then the one that studied it all for me is a former Marine called Tim Harmson, who created the Military Arms Channel with almost a million subscribers. And we reached out to Tim, and he's graciously agreed to join us today. Do I call you Tim or do I call you Mac?
You can call me either. Surprisingly, my own children now call me Mac, so I respond to either.
Okay, can we start by setting a baseline, Mac or Tim Harmson? 10 millimeter is the best caliber, correct?
Absolutely. It's wholly American, and it is the best caliber. I'm taking it to Texas with me this coming weekend, and hopefully I get in some hunting action with my new Glock 40 MOS.
Oh, very nice, very nice. And you, the latest 10mm Glock. I'm just so... Your hatred for the 40 cal Smith & Wesson is rather amusing. The 10mm light, I do find your sense of humor appealing. Let's start with the basics. There's a lot of YouTubers out there. There's a lot of people who want to be successful YouTubers. You have 900... I just checked out the list. 960,017 subscribers. Wow. What made you start the Military Arms Channel, and why is it so successful, Tim Harmson?
Well, I started it as a hobby. I've been a collector for my entire life. I lived on base when I was in the military in the 80s, and I spent every penny I had at a little store called Glenn's Gun Shop in Washington State. And, me and my buddy, we went shooting all the free time we had, and we just collected firearms, and it was just a passion, and it continued throughout my entire adult life. And I've accumulated, if you've watched the show, which I know you do, I've accumulated quite the collection. And
especially from the 1980s, that speaks to me, because that was when I cut my teeth. And especially you have shared with the world the art of shooting from the hip. Please don't stop doing that, Mac.
You remember the 80s.
Oh, yes. Right? All the movies, whether it was Chuck Norris, whatever it was, Miami Vice, you had to shoot it from the hip because, hey, that's so accurate, right?
Exactly. Arnold Schwarzenegger would stand there and just mow down droves of bad guys on rooftops from the hip with his M60, and they never once got a hit on him. And the A-Team, another one of my favorites growing up, right?
So this was a hobby. You started off as a hobby, and then how did it grow to almost a million subscribers?
So how it grew to almost a million subscribers, I couldn't tell you luck, I guess, and persistence. It started off as a hobby, and I was doing the occasional videos and was quite active on the discussion forums. And instead of writing a written review of a new acquisition, I thought, oh, what the heck, there's this new thing called YouTube, and I'll make a video of it and see how it goes. And so I would just post links to the videos instead of writing a text-based review of something or my comments on something I just picked up. And it took off. People said, hey, man, that's really cool. Do that again. And so it went from just the occasional post and working a day job to 10 years later, now it's what I do for a living. And
so you have Copper Custom, right? You have Copper Custom, which is a gun store, and then you have the Military Arms Channel, which has become your day job, correct?
Absolutely. So about 4 or 5 years ago, myself and my business partner, David Blythe, we started a gun store, and we wanted to do things differently. We wanted to cater to a higher end clientele. We wanted to carry only those things that we tested through the military arms channel, stuff that, you know, we knew worked and stuff we could stand behind. And that's what we would carry. And it may not be the least expensive product, but we stand behind it and we believe it to be good product. And so that happened about, you know, 5 years ago. And the military arms channel has been ongoing now for 11 years. So the military arms channel kind of, you know, moved along and progressed towards the gun store, which is something I've always wanted to have. I've always wanted to be, you know,
every red-blooded man's fantasy is to have your own gun store with a little cigar bar in the back, right?
Exactly, right? And right. It's the conversation, it's the culture. You know all about it. You know, the people are friendly, and it's just warm and inviting, and I just wanted to be part of that, and that's how I wanted to retire. I'm nowhere near retirement, but I have the gun store, and I'm fighting day in and day out to maintain my presence in social media.
Well, we'll talk about the problems, Mac, on social media. I was at the social media summit with the president last Thursday in the White House. We'll talk about it in the next segment. In the last couple of minutes we've got here in this segment with you, Tim, what's going on? What are the things that are important going on in the gun industry right now? What's exciting coming around the corner from your perspective as the man behind the Military Arms Channel?
You know, I'm always looking for new products and stuff like that. I know there's a number of companies out there that are bringing a lot of new products to market. I think one of the neatest things for me, recently would be Kalashnikov USA actually starting to get products out on the market. The KR9, which is the civilian version of the Vityaz, is probably the most exciting thing I've played with most recently, because, you know, through sanctions, we're no longer able to get firearms out of Russia.
Right.
And now we have what I deem to be an amazing clone. I mean, I would swear up and down it was actually manufactured in Russia, but they're doing such a great job, and so that's probably one of the most exciting things.
Some of the 9mm Kalashnikovs we've seen in the last few years have had real issues. Have they got it right this time?
You know what? So I worked with them early on, and I agreed to sign an NDA and help them test it. If you follow channel, you know I have a propensity for breaking things. And
well, you're a Marine, right? I mean, that's what Marines do. They break stuff, right?
So I found a way to, you know, make a living doing that, breaking things. And so I gave them some honest feedback, and I did find some issues, and they did correct those issues. And I think they have a very solid product now. So, yeah, that's exciting, and I'm getting ready to go on this Texas hunt. For the first time, I'm going to hunt a Neil Guy with a Desert Tech Bolt Action 338 Lapua.
Very nice.
It's a little bullpup, and I'm big into bullpups as well.
I love bullpups. The Desert Tech is a little heavy, though, for my liking. What do you think?
It depends, really. What's surprising is this 338, even though it has a 26-inch barrel, it is surprisingly light. The last time I hunted a Neil Guy, I did it with a 300 Win Mag, a Petra.
Uh-huh.
And it's an AR-15 style, but enlarged. And that was more heavy than my bolt-action Desert Tech.
Are you going to film the hunt, Tim? Are you going to film the hunt?
Absolutely.
Good.
We film everything.
Exciting. We are talking to the man behind the Military Arms Channel, Tim Harmson. You can call him Mac. You know, it's Military Arms Channel. We will be discussing what's happening on the social media platforms that are trying to demonetize, throttle, and in some cases, if you say things that are politically incorrect, actually deplatform you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 300 station affiliates and sundry platforms, including iTunes and YouTube. Don't forget, I never say this. Do it when you go to Tim's channel. Do it when you watch our YouTube videos. Subscribe and hit the like button, because then you'll get more. You've got to hit that little bell or they won't give you the notifications. Subscribe and like the videos that you watch from Tim or myself or any of the good guys out there on YouTube. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back after this message. Don't touch that dial.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Keith Peters in for Lou Dobbs. A wobbly day on Wall Street, and Instagram is out to help Snowflake users. Those stories next.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
On Wall Street today, stocks closed lower after an up-and-down day that saw financial and healthcare stocks tumble. Microsoft rose after reporting strong second-quarter results. Investors still are waiting for a clear sign from the Federal Reserve as to when it may actually cut interest rates. At the final bell, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 68 points. Bernie Sanders' 2020 campaign workers are still grumbling that they're not making their $15 an hour minimum their boss is campaigning on nationwide. And social media platform Instagram says it will help stop its more sensitive users from having their feelings hurt by expanding a test to hide how many likes a post receives. Users say their mental health and feelings get hurt when not enough people like their posts. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 7 and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
What's up, Doc?
Yes, indeed, it's Friday and the doctor's in the house, but don't ask me for a prescription. Well, I'll give you a prescription for loving liberty that we do every day for 3 hours. We like guns. Why? Because they're cool things, but most of all, because they protect your freedom and liberty. And that's how our founding fathers saw it as well. We have a very special guest with us today. He is Tim Harmsen. He is the founder. He is the man behind the Military Arms Channel. Tim, you were, in the first few years, apolitical. It was just fun. It was reviews. Last couple of years, that's changed. You've taken a very active stance when it comes to the Second Amendment itself and talking about, you know, the threats to our liberty. One of the key ones right now, and this isn't in our imaginations, it's happening. We saw Dennis Prager testify in front of the Senate last week on the censorship of conservatives. We had a we had a summit with the president last week that I managed to attend as well. What is happening to you in terms of what you are seeing on platforms like YouTube and elsewhere on the internet?
Well, as you well know, we're constantly being harassed by Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, take your pick, all those major social media platforms, and they're squashing us in results. In the case of, you know, in search results, in the case of YouTube, they're playing the demonetization game with this. Where
explain how the demonetization approach works from their end.
So typically, how a YouTuber would normally make money is you post a video, ads would run before, after, or in the middle of a video, and those ads would pay you a certain percentage of whatever that ad sell was. And
the more people watch your video, the more popular your video, the more money you make from the ads.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like television ads, except it is view-based. So the more views you get, the more revenue you earn. Well, they decided that firearms content was no longer advertiser-friendly, even though, you know, none of us are out there advocating for the commission of crimes. We're not doing anything crazy. We're just talking about and showing, you know, the safe, responsible use of firearms, but to these social platforms, that's not advertiser friendly.
So guns are deemed to be bad, therefore you don't get to make money from advertisements.
Exactly. So they have slowly, you know, taken away our monetization. So we still see some monetization. So when we say that we've been demonetized, what they've done is they've gone in and said, okay, only certain ads will run on these videos, and you'll see like NRA ads or a few political ads, but mostly it's just really low end ads and they don't appear all that often. So what we make now is 80% less or more what we used to make before what we call adpocalypse occurred, when YouTube basically just shut off our monetization. Now they're going a step further because they're trying to push us off the platform, right? If we can't earn a living there, then they hope that we'll just leave. Well, now they're going even further. They're completely demonetizing channels, and those channels that they're completely demonetizing, they aren't giving any reason. They can't cite the term of service that was violated or the community guideline that was violated. They're just simply saying goodbye and, you know, tough luck. And so they're actively censoring, you know, our posts. And it's not just firearms content. It's political speech. It's anything that they don't deem to be, you know, of their particular corporate political viewpoint. And, yeah, it's dangerous. I mean, these guys, beyond just firearms, by doing this, they can actually sway the outcome of elections by squashing certain search results or what news articles or what speech is presented to the public. And they completely control that, because most of us get most of our information online these days.
Yeah.
Google searches and things like that.
We played incredible audio yesterday from the Senate hearing this week, where an expert said, who actually voted for Hillary, that if they wish to, Facebook and others could manipulate the next election by upwards of 10 to 12 million individuals simply by manipulating information on the internet. So this isn't a theory. It's not just about you making money on YouTube or somebody else. This is about the future of our republic and when politics gets involved in business and in information. We have been talking to Tim Harmsen. Follow him right now. It is one of my top 3 channels on YouTube, especially if you like guns. You're going to love this. It is the Military Arms Channel. Subscribe, hit that little bell so you get the notifications, and do the same thing on our channel. Look under my name, Sebastian Gorka, on YouTube, America First. Subscribe, hit the little bell. Thank you, Tim. Keep doing what you do. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, natural pain relief without side effects. At the source of the pain, it fights inflammation and it works. I can tell you by experience, I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade. For 9 years, I started taking Relief Factor when we launched this show back in January. Within 2 weeks, it was gone and has not returned. That's how powerful Relief Factor is. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order right now your three-week quick starter pack. It is a measly $19.95. How is that not worth it? Tens of thousands of you right now are getting daily relief from Relief Factor. And that's why my fellow hosts here on the Salem Radio Network, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, all endorse this product because it works. Shouldn't you be enjoying relief from pain? Daily aches, backaches, shoulder, whatever it is, your knee, try this product. What can you get today for $19.95? I'll tell you what, maybe relief from pain. ReliefFactor.com, three-week quick starter pack, $19.95. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We have one more guest today, and then back to your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. You can also contact us via our website where we are live streaming audio and video during the show and afterwards on a loop. It's sebgorka.com.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Bananarama is definitely Friday music. Crank it up, Leroy. That gets you in the mood, doesn't it? What a bunch of lovely ladies. Wonder what they're doing now. Probably very sensible. We don't need to be sensible. It's Friday. But let's get excited about politics. Why? Because they say politics is local. It's especially true in this country. Why? because we are made up of citizen politicians. We understand states' rights. We understand that if you want to fix something, don't moan about it and throw something at the television. Become part of the solution. Run for something. And my guest for this segment is doing exactly that. I met a whole handful of very impressive candidates at a recent Republican event near where I live, and one of them has decided to join us in studio. Her name is Priscilla DiStefano. She's a first-generation American. Her parents emigrated here from El Salvador. And you are running for the Fairfax County Board of Education member at large. Is that correct?
Correct.
Why are you doing this crazy thing, Priscilla?
Right, that's always the question.
Yep.
Well, I have a very unique perspective because I went to Fairfax County Public Schools for K through 12, but I also now have two young children in Fairfax County Public Schools as well. So I have some skin in the game.
Right.
Very invested.
You know what needs to be fixed, what the problems are.
Yeah, so I have a very different perspective coming from that viewpoint. But to what you were saying is I got to a point where there was enough is enough. Like, you have to step up. And I
Why?
Felt the need
what
to step
did you
up.
See that needed to be fixed, Priscilla DiStefano?
So when I was in school, the standards were much higher. It was very different. The family life and education curriculum was actually about families. That's no longer true. There is a fight right now for the kids in this country, and Fairfax County is not exempt from that.
Give us some examples of what's changed since you went through the system. What are the children now being put through that you find is just politically wrong?
So the biggest policy that I have an issue with is they no longer give zeros in Fairfax County. So whether you do the work or not, the student will get an automatic 50%. So rather than trying to evaluate how to lift people up to higher standards.
So if you don't go to school, you can basically get a 50%.
If you don't do the work, exactly, you just get an automatic 50%. So for
that's
student,
insane.
Right. It's lowering standards, and it's not benefiting the community. It's not benefiting students, but I guess the school board feels good about implementing policies like
Everybody
this.
Gets a gold star.
Right. Another policy, another example is the laptop initiative. Every high school student is getting a laptop this coming year. So the curriculum is going to be even further removed from parents because now kids are going to have to access their materials on this school-mandated laptop, whether they have a computer at home or not. There's going to be a larger infrastructure involved with Fairfax County, so you're talking more staff. But now the parent is further removed, and that's the biggest issue, I think. Also, laptops and screen time have been equated to higher levels of depression. So why is the school board focusing on implementing these policies that they think are good, but aren't? And I think it's because they're so disconnected from what it is to be an actual student and parent in Fairfax County. Only 2 of the 12 school board members actually have children in Fairfax County Public Schools.
Hang on. How many members on the board?
12.
10 of them don't have children in the system.
Yes, correct.
So what do they even know? How can they know what they're talking about?
So there are some members that have been on the school board for over 20 years. So all the problems that we have in Fairfax County, we're facing a national teacher shortage. We have over 800 trailers in Fairfax County. There's over $800 million in backlogs of schools that need to be renovated.
Have money for laptops?
But they have money for laptops. They have money for changing schools' names. They just had a meeting on Monday about changing the names of schools in Fairfax County. I want to talk about classroom sizes. Why was my son one out of 29 students this year? You know, why are kids in 800 trailers in Fairfax County, one of the richest counties in the country.
800 trailers?
Yes.
This is, the second richest county in America.
Yes, so now you're talking about safety. You know, what does it mean for the students to have to go inside the schools where they can't be protected anymore? I mean, it's a mess.
Okay, and so you are clearly very, very eloquent. You went through the system when it actually taught people well.
Exactly.
We've got 3 minutes left. Her name is Priscilla DiStefano. Her website is priscillaforfairfax.com. In 2 minutes, tell us where you would begin. If you're elected, what would you start doing day one on the school board?
Thank you. So day one, I would try to get parents involved as much as possible. There needs to be some creative, innovative solutions to trying to get parents engaged because parents are the key to children succeeding.
So bring them in.
Yes. Number two, this school board needs to be accountable and transparent, so engaging the public authentically. I mean, on Monday, they just admitted that if they make the decision, they might take public input, but that doesn't mean anything if they've made the decision already. And I think they need to be...
just for show.
Yes, they need to address the public first. Number three, I think success for students, for every student, is going to be different. And I think we need to be focusing on the individual and not the collective. And that means that not every student is going to succeed with a four-year education, or four-year university, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So success might be community college first,
absolutely,
the military, but they need to be prepared for whatever endeavor that they
pursue.
This
is perhaps one of the biggest problems, that we think we've made four-year college the right, and the idea that it's not for everybody, and we have lost capacity in this country because of other institutions not having the students they need. So this, I'm so glad to hear this. In the last minute we have with you, Priscilla DiStefano, what is your message to those voters in Fairfax District who are listening to you right now?
So everyone in Fairfax County needs to know that they can vote for four members this November 5th. I would love to be one of them. I want to serve the public. I want to represent you. I want to be your voice on the school board. I think partisan agendas need to be out of Fairfax County public schools because there's no place for them. We need to put education first, and Fairfax County residents have the opportunity to completely change the makeup of Fairfax County School Board, and that means changing from within, changing the policies, and putting our children first above all else.
Wow. We need a lot of Priscillas around America running for the school board. Wow. So eloquent. And if we get it right in the schools, we protect the republic. It's not about politics. Get the politics out of it and concentrate on the education. Please support this woman. She's Priscilla DiStefano. Go to Priscilla, two L's, S-C, Priscilla for Fairfax.com, and support her this November. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. We are broadcasting live and also video and audio streaming at sebgorka.com. Your calls next on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That number, 833-334-6752. And you can contact us via the website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Back after this message.
This is definitely not CNN.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
What an impressive young woman. Wow. No stammering, stuttering, no ahs. She knew what she's here to do. Let's get some more Priscillas like that out there to run in local office. Please support her if you're in Fairfax. If you're in Virginia, Priscilla for Fairfax.com. Wonderful lady, Priscilla DiStefano. Just heard I'm going to be on Fox tonight. Sean Hannity, 9:30. So if you need another fix, 9:30 Fox News tonight with the one, the only, Sean Hannity. Back to your calls. Luba in Atlanta, line 4. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First, to say I think you are marvelous.
Thank
and
you.
Also, to thank you so much for taking the time to educate us on the conservative perspective and what it truly means and stands for. Wanted to say a couple of things. One is I'm a U.S. citizen.
You've got 2 minutes till the end of the show, my dear.
Okay. Anyway, I'm a U.S. citizen, so I'm a true patriot. And I was hoping next time you have the president's ear or even Sean Hannity that I watch regularly as well, if you could ask them to please, when they do their ads, to promote, to go behind socialism and actually educate the American public what it truly means and the ideology behind it. It's not enough just to say that we can't afford health care for all. I think the American public is just not privy enough to what the negative effects and the cut to all our liberties would be if any of those rules and laws would be implemented, God forbid, in the U.S. I just think the young people and millennials as well just don't have enough teachings in school. They're just completely brainwashed to the completely left ideology, which is taking over, which is really scary.
You're a bit of a mind reader, Luba. I wasn't going to mention this, but I had a conversation with somebody this week who makes TV shows, and we discussed exactly that we need a show that educates everyone in America about the threats of socialism. So it's just an idea right now, but this is a man who is very successful, and I've been asked to give him some ideas about how we do that. So Luba, you know, if you say your prayers, we may actually get to do that, because you're right. It has to be done. Most people who are born here, who haven't traveled to these benighted parts of the world, have no idea what socialism does to the soul of a community and to a nation. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and that's the right message to end on. But let's reinforce it with the one, the only, my old boss, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.